What a beautiful day it is. Christmas is truly, truly special, especially when we make Christ the center of it all. I trust you'll find time to enjoy the week ahead and whatever stress you felt and whatever feelings have loomed, that you are choosing joy. And for the next few days, you're just going to pause and say, you know what, Jesus, I thank you for being born not only to the world, but born in my heart and in my home, because there's just nothing like Jesus. We've got one more Sunday left in the year, and Lord willing, I'll be preaching next Sunday, so I invite all of you back to be with us the day after Christmas, December 26th, for our final Sunday of 2021. But today I want to talk to you for a few moments about a Christmas tax. A Christmas tax. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse number one, I'll read a few verses in your hearing and then we'll come back and work our way through them. Luke said, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the entire inhabited earth should be taxed. This taxation was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own city to be taxed. So Joseph also departed from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem in Judea, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So while they were there, the day came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. I only need a few moments this morning to add my voice to this beautiful Christmas worship and our fun church kids today, but I want to talk to you about a Christmas tax. You're saying tax? I mean, you know, that doesn't happen until April. I don't have to worry about that until late January. You know, I understand today payment of tax. I understand the requirement, but I want to talk to you today about a different kind of tax, because when something is taxing, when something is taxing, it is onerous, it is wearying, it is burdensome, it is a pain to deal with, it is a struggle. Can I just tell you at the outset of this short Christmas message this morning that just before your greatest season, you may experience your most challenging season. Can I tell you today that before your best day, you may live your worst day? I feel like this is where so many are living. I feel like this is where too many of us, and maybe all of us, myself included, have been living lately. We're looking for something. We're excited about something, but that something seems so far out of reach. That thing that we're looking for, that hope, that change, that blessing, it just seems so far ahead, and I'm struggling. I'm struggling to deal with this tax. I'm dealing with taxing situations in my life. In fact, verse 1 said that in those days, this decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the entire inhabited earth should be taxed. I don't want to go into history too in-depth today, but Caesar Augustus, he's an interesting figure of history to study. He is considered to be one of the greatest leaders, political leaders who ever lived. Certainly the greatest leader in Rome's history, not because he was a good man, but because of the things that he did to advance Rome under his dictatorship, if you will. Under his leadership, he doubled Rome. In fact, his last words in death were, "I found Rome in clay. I leave it to you of marble." He brought wealth to Rome. He built grand structures that still stand today. He was born Gaius Octavius Thurnius, but was given the name Augustus a few years into his leadership. Why Augustus? Because the Senate of Rome considered him the august or exalted one. As is the case with too many leaders, ego and power lust became his problem. In fact, he said the entire inhabited earth should be taxed. You see, sometimes I listen to leaders around the world, our own leaders included, and I wonder what their agenda is. And don't get nervous. This is not political today. This is moral. But I truly wonder how far we will be pushed. I wonder how low we will be beaten down. You say, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about." No, we are conditioned to hear everything through our own bias and through our own opinion, or maybe even our respective political persuasions. But I'm just wondering, on this Christmas Sunday, is it just me, or does it seem like the entire inhabited earth is being taxed right now? Does it seem like we're being taxed, that something is afoot, that something is happening? I mean, I don't want to remind you of 2020. I don't want to remind you of some of the struggles of 2021. We're all hopeful that 2022 is going to be a turn around, a next corner that is going to be good and going to be a blessing in our lives. But right now, it feels like the entire inhabited earth, from every corner and to every corner, is being taxed. Everyone is dealing and struggling and wrestling and fighting for their very lives. But if it's not enough that it's the entire inhabited earth, the Bible also says that everyone went to his own city to be taxed. Everyone. No one was left out. Every single person had to return to their own city. No one has escaped the tax. Everyone has to go to their own city to face their own tax. You see, your city may be different than my city. What you're paying in tax today may be different than what I'm paying. We all have different amounts, but we're all being taxed just the same. What you may be dealing with may be different than what I am dealing with. But I'm wondering today, can we stop competing for who has it worse and just realize that everyone has it? Can we stop looking over saying, well, you're not dealing with what I'm dealing with, and you're not going through what I'm going through, but I promise you, everyone has to go to their own city, and everyone has to pay and deal with their own taxing situations. And I wonder what would happen if we would just get compassion for one another to realize that while my tax may be different than your tax, we're all being taxed in 2021. We're all going to our own city. Pastor Dale, that's a little different for a Christmas message, I know, but I just have to do what God tells me to do. Come back next Sunday and maybe it'll be better. But I feel like there's some folk in this room that are under it. I feel like there's some folk that even while the stores are telling us that everything is merry and bright, even while kids are singing beautiful Christmas songs, somewhere down inside of us there is a turmoil. Somewhere down inside of us there is spiritual struggle. Somewhere down inside of that there is a fight for our faith that is going on, because we've gone to our own city and we are paying our own tax, and it feels like more than I can afford right now. So the Bible said that Joseph in verse 4, Joseph, the same man who's had angels appear to him, Joseph, a man who has heard from God, a man who has been called by the Holy Spirit to this incredible, immaculate conception experience. Joseph saved Joseph. Got a purpose, Joseph. Trusting God, Joseph. Joseph is paying tax too. Everybody is paying the tax. The Bible said that Joseph departed from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be taxed with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And guess what? It's not just Joseph, it's our beloved Mary as well. Mary is paying her own tax too. This is crazy, because the Bible is right. It really does rain on the just and the unjust. Saved people have to pay tax. Lost people have to pay tax in life. Faithful people deal with tax. Unfaithful people deal. Everybody is paying the tax. Everyone is dealing with taxing situations. And you think, well, you know, the devil just, he has me in my feet, feelings, telling me that I was too good, or maybe that God must not love me to allow me to go through what it is I'm going through. But hear me on this Christmas Sunday, tax time is tax time, and there's no getting around the process. Pain is a part of life. Disappointment comes knocking on everybody's door. We're all going to have the opportunity to deal with some taxing situations in life. But hear me, child of God, we're not getting around process. We're not escaping that. But you got to know that there is something alive on the inside of you, because the Bible said that this Mary who was with child, she was with child. There was something alive inside of her. There was someone alive inside of her. This isn't just any child. It may be tax time in your life right now, but there is a miracle that is growing inside of you. You may be in the middle of taxing situations. Just reach over and tell your neighbor, your friend who came to church with you. Tell him he's not always like this, but just hold on, because it's going to get better. There is something alive inside of you. A miracle, a revival, a breakthrough, a healing, a ministry. Good things alive and growing inside of you. It's powerful. This is why Jesus was from Nazareth, but he was born in Bethlehem. Because sometimes taxing situations will cause you to feel like you're out of place. Taxing situations will move you around and shuffle you and resituate you and feel like I'm turning and I'm not where I'm supposed to be and I'm not in the place that I am supposed to be in. So the Bible said in verse 6 that while they were there, the day came for her to give birth. So Jesus of Nazareth is born in Bethlehem because of tax. He's born outside of what is his hometown because of tax. And we feel out of sorts and we feel out of place right now. But trust that God knows what he's doing in your life. Trust that in this crazy, out of sorts, out of place season, trust that while you are between jobs, trust that while you are in a financial mess, trust that while your marriage is in crisis, trust that while all things seem to be confusing, trust that there is about to be a birth, trust that there is about to be a breakthrough, trust that there is about to be a healing. Who needs to hear the Christmas story today? Who needs to be reminded one more time that Jesus is alive and he was born in a taxing season? Born during difficult days. And the Bible said, I'm almost done. The Bible said that she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. You see, I finally understand why there was no room in the inn. It took a long time. It took a long time to realize. It took a long time to gather and to understand. But it all makes sense to me. Now, the reason that Jesus was born in this messy manger is because every time he's born again in our heart, it is a messy place. He wasn't born in something opulent. He wasn't born in something plush. He wasn't born in something clean. He was born into something dirty, something smelly, something confusing, something broken. He was born out of place, because when he comes into my life, he seems out of place. I've been living this way for so long, and I've been doing that for so long, and I've been addicted to this for so many years, and here comes Jesus saying, yeah, it's a manger. Yeah, it's a mess. It is. I see it. But I can be born here. I can be born here. Now you understand that once I'm born, I'm gonna start cleaning some of this up. I'm gonna start straightening some of this out. I'm gonna bring my crew in here. I'm going to bring some healing and some help and some restoration and some sanctification. I'm going to bring all of my, I'm going to bring all of heaven into this heart, but I'll be born right in the middle of some mess. Not afraid of your mess. Not afraid of your struggle. not afraid of your addiction. I'm not afraid of your pain. I'm not afraid of your bitterness. I'll be born in this manger. I'll be born right here. And your life will never be the same. Never. It'll never be the same. Elle, my daughter, this was her first year to pay taxes. She's a hard-working 17-year-old, has had up to 3 jobs at one time. Me and Mom aren't forcing her to do that. She just wants to do it and works hard. But this was her first year, 2021, to pay taxes, you know, for year 2020. And she owed about $95. And man, I'm telling you, she was highly offended. Whew. It was a long conversation. It was more than one conversation, but it was conversations, because I don't understand. Why? Why do I owe this? I worked hard. I get it. It provided opportunity for some great life lessons and some conversation about where money goes and what it's spent on and all of those things that go along with that. Because no one likes paying the tax. I've known a few people through the years who refused to pay tax. I've known people, they go by different names, but I've known people that kind of live off the grid. I've got a pastor friend right now, I could call his name. He's been in this pulpit, in fact, that once a month, a man who attends his church faithfully calls him and says, I need to meet you. This happens every single month. I need to meet you. And they'll meet in a fast food parking lot, gas station, on the corner. And that man will hand his pastor an envelope with $5,000 cash in it. And he wants no contribution record. He wants no contribution statement. He wants nothing. He lives in some sort of a mobile, you know, camper type trailer thing that's on wheels, and he moves it around. I don't know. As far as we know, he hasn't stolen anybody's chickens or, as far as we know, but he's trying to escape paying the tax. If I can live off the grid. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You may find a loophole this year, but I'm gonna tell you something about loopholes. They'll cost you double next year. You might as well just pay the tax. You might as well just deal with life as it comes. Because there is no escaping the process of becoming who God has called me to be. I've been overwhelmed by these sweet people in Kentucky who about 10 days ago had an EF3 tornado, multiple tornadoes, ravage their cities. One church I've preached at in Kentucky, their youth pastor, his life was taken in these tornadoes, heartbreaking. But I saw a clip this week that arrested me. It stopped me in my tracks. I don't know if you've seen it, but I want you to see it right now.
A video of a Kentucky man playing the piano in his destroyed home has gone viral. The video was posted Saturday on Facebook by his sister, Whitney Brown, after a tornado ripped through America's heartland, causing devastating damage. Brown said her brother, Jordan Bays, lost his home, but his family made it out safely. Brown said she was standing in his bedroom packing anything I could salvage, and I heard the most beautiful sound. Jordan was sitting at his grand piano playing the Gaither Vocal Band's gospel song, "There's Something About That Name." Brown said everything around her brother at that moment was broken. The piano even had water damage and missing keys. Brown said her brother didn't know she was taking a video at the time. But still he used his gift to glorify his God the best way he knew how, she said.
I apologize. I sent the team the wrong clip today. I wasn't planning for news reporter robot voice. I just wanted you to hear him playing the piano in the middle of the most taxing situation he's ever faced. Playing a song called Jesus, There's Something About That Name. How do you walk into your home that has no roof, no more bedroom, no more kitchen, but sit down and find a way to worship? That's the key to the Christmas tax. I don't like this, Joseph. No, Mary, this isn't what I planned either. When that angel came and said I was going to be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, I thought it would be different than this. I know. I didn't realize I was going to be the talk of the town. People were going to be suggesting, you know, that you and I were, you know, living some kind of way. I didn't know that I was going to be subject of the rumor. I know, Mary. What are we going to do? Well, I don't have to like the situation, but I'm going to worship my way through it. I'm going to praise my way through it. I'm going to keep faith. Life is going to demand the tax, and I am going to remain faithful to my call. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. I have a feeling I'm preaching from this side all the way to that side, to people on this platform and to people in that sound booth, meaning every single person that hears my voice today. You're dealing with the tax. The entire inhabited earth. What are we going to do? As for me and my house, I'm going to remain faithful. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to see situations and circumstances that I don't like. I'm going to shake my head sometimes. I'm going to shrug my shoulder some days. I'm probably going to slump and get discouraged. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be faithful to God. And I'm going to serve the Lord with my whole heart. Is there anybody in this room today that's dealing with a taxing situation, but you've already made up in your mind? You're not waiting to see how bad it can get. You're not waiting to see whether or not you can afford the tax. You're not standing back saying, no, I refuse to pay that. Find me a loophole. Get me out of this. Get me away from this. I'm moving off the grid. No, I'm going to keep my feet planted in faith, and I'm going to say the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, but I will bless the name of the Lord. Is there anybody that'll get on your feet right now and say, Lord, you've been good. good to us in 2021. It's been taxing. It's been difficult. I lost a business. I lost a bunch of money. I went through craziness in my marriage. But Lord, you have been faithful to me. So I will lift up my hands this Christmas. I will open up my mouth this Christmas. I will bless the Lord this Christmas. Hallelujah. 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 They're going to sing us to a place of worship in just a moment. But if you're in this room today, if you're in this room today and you've never given your heart to Jesus, today is the day. This Christmas is the time. Maybe you've given your heart to Jesus, but you've just not been living like you know He wants you to live. Today is the day to get square. Today is the day to get right. I want you to pray with me today. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God for restoration and healing and salvation in your life. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, there may be someone in this room that would say, you know what, Pastor Darrell, count me in this prayer. When you pray, pray for me, because I'm ready. I'm ready to make the change in my life. I'm ready to see the healing. I'm ready for the restoration. If that's you, I want you just to lift your hand up. No one's looking around. It's not anything to be ashamed of. Yes, I see you. Thank you. I see your hand today. Today, Lord, today I want to be saved. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the gift. I thank you that you were born in this season. Today, Lord, I want you to be born in my heart. I want you to come to my manger. I want you to come to my struggle. I want you to come to my messy place and bring life and bring wholeness and bring healing. This is the best Christmas gift I could ever receive, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation, the gift of deliverance in my life. Today I accept and I receive that gift. All I have to give to you, Lord, is my brokenness and strife. All I have to give to you, Lord, are the ashes and the mourning and the struggle. But you, Lord, you give me joy. You give me peace. You give me salvation. It's not an even exchange, but I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, Lord, for your gift. And I receive it now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, can we give the Lord praise today? Can we give the Lord praise today? Can we give the Lord praise?